This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm hanging out with you coast to coast. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't know where you at. We're making money where you driving, but thank you for being here. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City holding it down for us on the boards. And you might be listening on the free Odyssey app. Your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You could be locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, you can always ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's May. Yeah, I know. May is here. I can't believe it. There's basketball playoffs. There's hockey playoffs. There's Major League Baseball. NFL just had its draft, so things are a little quiet. But for right now, like, listen, New York City, the New York Knicks lead the Pacers 21-15 in the first quarter. In about 2 hours from now, the Denver Nuggets are going to host the Minnesota Timberwolves again. The Timberwolves are trying to go up 2-0 against the defending champs. We got no word on Rudy Gobert. Is Rudy Gobert going to show up to work? Or is he going to be hanging out with his wife? Or girlfriend. Anyway, they got a baby, so we don't know what he's doing. Hickey, I don't know. Is it girlfriend, wife? Does it matter? None of my business, right?
I believe girlfriend.
Either way, a baby is here. They got a baby.
So true. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. A healthy baby, and Rudy Gobert was with her, and we don't know if he's going to be playing basketball. We'll find out sooner than later. And speaking of Rudy Gobert, if you had no idea, he's going to be eligible, or he is eligible. He's a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. And if Rudy Gobert gets this award, he's going to join somebody like Ben Wallace and Dikembe Mutombo as the only dudes to have won Defensive Player of the Year four damn times. Let's see if Rudy Gobert shows up tonight. Let's see if he wins Defensive Player of the Year this week. And you want to know who's also in that conversation? Victor Wembanyama. But I'm going to tell you about Victor Wembanyama in a second. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? You contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. I get started here every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to Cavs legend Austin Carr for joining us earlier in the show. He's also a color analyst for the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was great to chat with him as the Cavs get ready to take on the Boston Celtics. And then also, last hour, we had a chat with Chris Hine, who covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune out in Minnesota. And as I told you, in about a couple of hours from now, the Timberwolves will be in action against the Nuggets. Now back to Wembanyama. Congratulations, Victor Wembanyama, It's official. This man has been named the NBA Rookie of the Year. And Victor Wembanyama became Rookie of the Year unlike anyone has ever done it before. Listen to this stat line. And by the way, we know Victor Wembanyama is a 7'4", 20-year-old freak of nature. You know what? Nike has a whole damn campaign right now where they're letting everybody know that Victor Wembanyama, he's not a freak, he's not a unicorn. Victor Wembanyama is just, he's just an alien. 21 points a game, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 3.5 blocks, a steal. And God bless his soul, Victor Wembanyama, for skinny and thin as he is at 20 years old, we didn't know how he'd hold up. He played 71 games. Thank you, Victor Wembanyama. A matter of fact, Victor Wembanyama, he spoke to the great folks at the NBA on TNT and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie and Charles, all of them. And Victor Wembanyama said, listen, people, it was important for me to win Rookie of the Year.
I mean, my goals were always to help my team as best as I could and get better as the year went on. And I knew that in order to do this, I had to be individually good on the court, you know, and dominant. So it was a huge thing for me, and a big thing to get. So it's always been really important, and I'm glad it's finally official.
I'm glad it's official too, because I think Victor Wembanyama is going to usher in a new era here in the NBA. I think Victor Wembanyama is going to bring us in a new era of players who actually give a damn. I know earlier on in the show we talked about Jimmy Butler talking crap for a guy. Pat Riley said, man, you don't even play. Maybe you should shut up. Victor Wembanyama is 20 years old. He's coming over from France, and he has a completely different perspective on life. Victor Wembanyama, listen to this. He turns his phone off at night so he can get proper rest and not be bothered. Victor Wembanyama, before he goes to sleep, he's not scrolling through Instagram. Victor Wembanyama is reading, guess what? Listen to this, wait for it. He's reading books. Victor Wembanyama, before he even played a game in the NBA, he talked about positive manifestation. Victor Wembanyama said, I understand my skill set and I want to max out at it because I have control over what I can do with my mind and my body. Victor Wembanyama isn't talking crap on social media. Victor Wembanyama is 20 years old. NBA players are afraid of this man. They don't want to see this dude in the paint. They don't want Victor Wembanyama flying out towards them at the three-point line. Victor Wembanyama, dare I say it, is still only 20 years old. He's not old enough to buy a drink in the United States of America. And I think even if he was, he probably wouldn't have one. I mean, he's French, so maybe he has some wine here and there. I don't know. But the fact is, he might grow another inch. Look at his arms. Look at his legs. The guy, he is an alien. Thank you, Nike, for the wonderful commercial. You got to appreciate a talent like Victor Wembanyama. When you have so many players who, you know, take for granted what comes their way. Is it a shock? Is it a surprise that we have so many international players who are dominating the NBA? That we got a guy like a Doncic, who was a professional as a teenager in Barcelona. That we have another guy in Nikola Jokic. This man is destroying the league and wants to go back home to Europe to play with his horses. Like the stars of the league, a lot of them ain't coming from the States, right? Thank you, Anthony Edwards. He's a dog. He wants to get after it. But it's no shock. I mean, even somebody like Victor Wembanyama, he said, listen, folks, I had an amazing season. I had an amazing year. I'm Rookie of the Year. But there's more that I can do, especially my off-season work. I'm already on it. Listen to the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff I plan on working on. You know, physically, of course, the work is never going to be done, so I've had my plan for months, you know, ready for all of my body, and you know, we're gonna keep discovering new ways to get better and to work on my body. And for basketball, there's a lot I want to work on. There's a lot Pop wants me to work on, and the coaches. So I'm excited. But a big thing I can tell you is already, you know, working on my balance and in the use of my strength and learning to know even my body better in the space.
Learning his body better. I mean, there were criticisms about Victor Wembanyama before he got into the league. He's too skinny. He's being hyped up. How is he going to last? Well, damn it, he answered all of those questions. He played 71 games. 71 games. Let me tell you something. I think he could have played in more if the Spurs didn't say, we need to have him sit down. The fact that he made it through the NBA season without a major injury, he wasn't too skinny, he didn't break down like a stick. Man, what is he going to do as he puts on strength? He doesn't have to get all that bigger. I don't think we're going to wake up and Victor Wembanyama is going to look like Ben Wallace, but the man is going to get older. He's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. How about this? He's going to get smarter. His approach to the game is going to pick up, and you think about his accolades already. I told you about the league going international. He's the fifth international player to win Rookie of the Year over the past 10 seasons. A guy like Luka Doncic. And how about this? A guy like Ben Simmons. A lot of people don't realize he's from Australia. You want to know what Ben Simmons is doing? Not playing basketball. A matter of fact, tonight, Ben Simmons was at the Met Gala in New York City. Ben Simmons was playing dress up on a carpet. I haven't seen Ben Simmons play basketball in God only knows how long. This is what makes Victor Wembanyama different. Victor Wembanyama wouldn't come outside if he couldn't suit up to do the quote-unquote main thing. This is what makes Wembanyama different. This is what makes Wembanyama a great Spur. David Robinson won Rookie of the Year. Tim Duncan won Rookie of the Year. And you want to know what those Spurs did? They showed up and they went to work. Victor Wembanyama, yeah, they can call him the alien. Let me tell you this. They may have to call this dude the blueprint. And not because he's a perfect basketball player, because he's 7'4 and he moves like a guard. His attitude towards the game is what the NBA absolutely needs. There were conversations earlier on about, you know, Chet Holmgren, you know, he could be Rookie of the Year and he's as good as Wembanyama. Oh, you don't hear that no more. Chet Holmgren is not Victor Wembanyama. He might be in the postseason, but if you ask me, give it a year, give it a couple of years, Victor Wembanyama will be leading the Spurs into the postseason, and I'd say deep into the postseason. Victor Wembanyama is the sixth player in the Rookie of the Year award history to get every single first place vote. Do you know how difficult it is to get writers and journalists on the same accord? Because somebody always got to be smarter than somebody else. Victor Wembanyama picked up every single first place vote. You want to know how many votes that was? 99. All 99 individuals said Victor Wembanyama is the Rookie of the Year. And you want to know something? He may not win Defensive Player of the Year this week. That may go to Rudy Gobert, who we already told him it's going to be his time soon. It's only a matter of time before Victor Wembanyama isn't looking at Rookie of the Year. But Victor Wembanyama helps turn the Spurs around, and he's looking at MVPs. Victor Wembanyama got next, and I know there's a lot of people who look for and believe in and don't believe in aliens. All you got to do is find him. He's right in San Antonio. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Congratulations to Victor Wembanyama. Your Rookie of the Year, and I just call this guy the NBA's blueprint. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. You can also find me. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers, they're playing it close, 29-27. The Pacers lead the New York Knicks in the second quarter. When we come back, I have additional announcements. How about this one? Rob Manfred is begging for money for stadiums. And Snoop Dogg, yeah, you heard me right, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg has a bowl game for college? I'm not lying to you. We'll talk about all of this on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations, Wembanyama.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations, Victor Wembanyama, Rookie of the Year. Hickey, you thought I was, well, not you. Like, this is crazy timing for real, Hickey. Like, Victor, almost at the same exact time that Victor Wembanyama wins Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons is walking the carpet at the Met Gala. Like, you can't make this stuff up. You can't. And this is what I mean about mindset. It's crazy.
I'm with you 1,000,000%. I mean, it's, you would think someone in his shoes would just have a little self-awareness. Like, you really, if you want to go, whatever. Do we have to stay there and stand for pictures and have, you know, your picture tweeted out to let everyone know you're there? I mean, I guess that is a Super Bowl now because he's not really playing anymore, but my God.
You get crap. I mean, and this is the point where I don't think it's ignorance. I think it's just not caring. If I'm Ben Simmons, I don't want to do nothing. And there's nothing wrong. I'm going to tweet this out right now. Okay, Bleacher Report has the picture. This is from 2 hours ago, Ben Simmons. This is what I have here. Ben Simmons arrived to the Met Gala. Is this his new job? Is this his new job? There you go. If you want to know what the hell Ben Simmons is wearing, if you're interested, just go ahead and look at my ex at JR Sport Brief. He doesn't care. He can't be that dumb, Hickey. Like, he just don't care. He knows that everybody jokes, and it's with good reason. It's not. You see, I think people would have even more sympathy for Ben Simmons if he was just, like, hurt all the time. But it's not that he's hurt. And there's nothing wrong with having a life. I'm glad he has a life outside of basketball. But he's a, I don't want to call him a thief or a criminal. He comes off as, I don't give a damn. And we heard these things when he was at LSU. It's just like, hey, I'm at LSU, and I don't care what the hell is going on with the team, and I know I'm going to the NBA, so what, whatever. We heard these inklings, and especially with his behavior and how he left the Sixers and basically whined and cried his way out of there. And for a guy who's afraid to play basketball, has a mental block, He ain't got no problem showing up to be criticized as a fashion plate. That's where the criticism comes from. Like, show up for work, man. He doesn't help. Like Hickey, you said, you talk about awareness. If I'm a GM and maybe nobody cares, somebody will always give him a chance. Oh, 6'10" power forward. If he can only get his back together at minimum, we got a 10-10 guy. I will take it. He can also play defense. I will take it. Maybe there's always going to be a taker. Maybe there'll always be a sucker. But I don't want to say he could be done, but that's a reality at this point, man. That's realistic.
I got to look at his contract real fast, see how many years he's got left. I think it's like one or two or three maybe. But it's like it's one of those where it's like, I mean, I'm with you. Like, I just don't know if you're a GM, how you look at him, his career, and even just how he carries himself off the court. Like you said, like, well, I think what the biggest, maybe the biggest red flag you can have is just not caring. Like, that's never going to change. Injury history, you could say injury luck could change. But if you just don't care, that's at this point, that's never changing no matter what team you go to. I just don't see how it's worth, if you're another team, whenever his contract with the Nets runs out, like how you can give him another deal, let alone a deal with any sort of substantial money attached to it.
Look, he got one more year on his contract. Next season, $40 million is coming Ben Simmons' way. $40 million. And Hickey, how many games is he going to be there for opening night, would you say? You think he's going to show up?
You know how players are when it comes to a contract year.
Oh, wait. So Ben Simmons is going to ball out of control next year?
Get that big deal and then put it in the tank again.
Nobody could give him another max.
I mean, hope not. But like you said, there's always one sucker out there. And if he goes out next year, I mean, this is not going to happen. But if he goes out next year and plays 75 games and is averaging 20-12-8.
All Ben Simmons has to do is show up. And if he played 65 games and he averaged 10-10, Ben Simmons would get a contract. Somebody would give him a new deal. They would, without a shot of a doubt. Whether he deserves it or not is...
Yeah. That's the big one.
I don't know. He's over here at the Met Gala posing for photos and funky outfits. And
what do you think of that outfit, by the way? Is that something you'd wear on a Friday night?
Would I wear on a Friday night? Nah, Hickey, come on now.
I will say the briefcase with the clock is kind of cool.
It is. I don't know what the Met Gala has a theme every year. What is the theme you think this year? Is it like a mad? He looks like the Mad Hatter without a hat. He does. And I can appreciate, like, I like texture with clothing. I appreciate, I don't know what the texture is of his outfit. I actually think it looks nice. I'm not, would I wear it? Hell no. I'm not wearing this. It got a little bit of a mud cloth feel. I like it. And I like the pattern up top as well. So I think it looks very nice. Would I wear it? Hell no. In a different type of way. Hey, this is the Brooklyn Nets. This is their center. And this is why he's a loser. And this is why Victor Wembanyama, after 1 year, looks like he is on his way to being a winner. Hey, Hickey, we got to talk about this. Speaking of money and winners, I've seen Snoop Dogg do everything. Snoop Dogg is selling cereal. He has kid shows. He's hosting game shows on television. He's at, you know, WrestleMania. This is the same Snoop Dogg. I mean, in the 90s, he was on a murder trial. Murder was the case that they gave me. This is Snoop Dogg. They tried to vilify this man. They being politicians and free speech activists, they were trying to kill this guy in the 90s. I've never seen anybody have such a turnaround. Like, Snoop Dogg is hanging out with, what's her name, Martha Stewart? And Martha Stewart, was the one convicted? She's the convict. What was it, tax evasion?
Yeah, she's in house arrest.
Like, you put her and Snoop Dogg together, you go, hey, which one is the criminal? Which is the convict? It's Martha Stewart. Snoop Dogg has everything now. Even a bowl game. You heard that correct. We know Snoop is a big Lakers fan. He says wild things about the Lakers after their losses. I think he's this big Steelers fan as well. Snoop Dogg was on social media, and he had an announcement about sponsoring a bowl game. I am not joking. Listen to Snoop D-O-double-G.
College football fans are exhausted by the constant talk around NIL, conference realignment, coach movement, transfer portal, and super conferences. So it's time that we get back to the roots of college football, when it was focused on the colleges, the players, the competition, the community, the fan experience, and the pageantry. Being a fan, coach, supporter of all levels of the game, I sent many players through my SYFL to colleges and the NFL. So it's only fitting that I step up and help get this thing right. I'm ready to bring the juice back to college football. And I'm taking my talents, that's right, to Arizona. Believe me, Arizona, baby. I'm here to announce the new collaboration, the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. The game will be played on December 28th at the University of Arizona Stadium in Tucson, Arizona. I'll be there. Will you be there? Well, guess what? We'll see you there.
Oh, my God. The Snoop Hickey. If you could not, I could not have a... When I was a kid and Gin and Juice was out, if you would have told me that this would be, especially if you would have told me 15 years ago or 10 years ago, Snoop Dogg would be sponsoring a bowl game and it would be called the Gin and Juice, I'd be like, no. That America would reject that. But this is where we're at. I mean, you think about some of the, people that have gotten jobs in this country and some of the public figures who have represented the country. I'm not shocked at anything. I'm not the Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice Bowl. Like, how is this? How can you tie in alcohol? I've never heard it. Have you heard of this? Has there ever been an alcohol company to sponsor a bowl game?
Not that I can think of. Yeah, the Cherubundi Bowl, I don't think is promoting any alcohol in that one, or the Bad Boy Mower Bowl. But yeah, this is a first. Let's go.
Yeah, there's no. Wait, you want some gin? You want to go? You want some gin and juice?
I mean, let me tell you this. I've never been more intrigued about the Arizona Bowl until right now. I think Jimmy Fallon or Gronk, someone sponsored it recently. Or the LA Bowl was Jimmy Fallon. Didn't care. Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, in for.
I may want to go to this one, Hickey.
Right in the middle. It's kind of that perfect time, too, between Christmas and New Year. So you get that holiday, you know. Some people work, some people don't. It's kind of like a half work anyway, even if you are working.
At that time of year, I typically don't want to do anything. It's about one of the few weeks where I don't do anything. I may want to just go just to have some of the gin and juice, Hickey. I just
Tucson, Arizona, late December, a little gin and juice in hand.
Why not?
Like Boise State and like Western Michigan in front of you.
Why not?
Sounds pretty good way to spend a Thursday.
Yeah, Hickey, I think I might reach out to them. Hey, listen. This is an announcement. When you open up the email that I'm going to send you and you listen to this, JR, Coast to Coast on the Infinity Sports Network, I want to come out to the Gin and Juice Bowl. Okay, let's get Snoop on the air. Let's make it happen. And let's big this up. I've never been excited about a bowl game in my life, but I want this one. And shout outs to Snoop, Arizona Gin and Juice Bowl. Sign me up for it. Hickey, I haven't been this excited for a bowl game since that stupid Pop-Tart.
That was a good one.
It was. It was amazing.
Great. But this is like, I also think like, in somewhat seriousness, like I think bowls need to do this now going forward. Like if they want to be relevant, get people to watch and or play, I think now NIL is going to help sponsor that and have them play in these bowl games. But make it cool. Make it different.
Well, everybody can't have Snoop Dogg, you know.
Well, like the Pop-Tarts Bowl is a perfect example. They made that whole thing. It was pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure, without looking at the ratings, it has to be one of the most highest rated bowl games.
Oh, my God.
Like non-playoff game.
The social impact, well, not the so. Well, yeah, I guess the social media impact. All the folks who worked on that had to have gotten raises. I think the woman who did it, I think she actually did at her agency. She got a lot of accolades for that. I guess you got to either have a Pop-Tart or you got to have Snoop Dogg to make your bowl move. Well, let me not say that again. It sounds like something else. We're talking about bowl games, not BMs. But anyway, and congratulations to Snoop Dogg getting ready for the Gin and Juice Bowl. in Arizona. You can't make this stuff up. Shout outs to the Snoop D-O-double-G. Classic. Everybody's unk. Everybody loves Snoop, and he got kids shows and cartoons. So whether you're not, you happen to be a real gangbanger, or you happen to be a two-year-old, like Snoop Dogg got something for everybody. It's amazing. Shout outs to him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Everybody loves Snoop. When we come back from break, I got to tell you about a guy that nobody likes. When he shows up, they boo the living hell out of him. And he said something else that's just dumb, oh so dumb. He is the commissioner of Major League Baseball. His name is Rob Manfred. If you want to holler at me about Snoop's bowl, it's simple. 855-212-4227. And I'll tell you the latest nutty thing that came out of the mouth of Rob Manfred. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, people like Layla Ali, right? People like Layla. People really like her dad. God rest his soul. In a few seconds, we're going to talk about a guy that nobody likes. His name is Rob Manfred. He's the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Yeah, here's something that you should really forget. Like, you should love this. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, I love O'Reilly Auto Parts. Heck yeah, I love the song too. You know the song, right? O'Reilly.
I thought you were going to finish it. Auto Parts.
Well, I left it for you to finish. I left it for you.
We crushed that.
Yeah, we did.
They want a new jingle. We got you.
We got you. Now we're going to ask them for more money. Hickey, that was the point.
Absolutely.
We're going to get them now.
Price just went up.
Oh, speaking of the price went up. Oh, no, Justin. Rudy Gobert ruled out of game two against the Nuggets. This is his first playoff game that he's going to miss since 2017 with the Jazz. Oh, my God. Hickey, man. What? Come on. I thought they had the plane ready.
Wow.
He couldn't show up in the third quarter. They couldn't pull him off the bench.
Played so well in game one, too. It was a big-time difference maker.
Oh, my God.
This series is going back 1-1. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know what Jokic is doing? He put his phone down from... I was going to say he's betting on his horses back home, and he just is like, he's like, oh, man, I got some good eating tonight. I'm gonna go to work.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm shocked.
What happened? The plane couldn't get... We don't know. I guess we're going to have to find out over the next couple of hours, but damn, maybe we'll find out sooner than that. Because didn't we get word that he was trying to get back to Denver? Wasn't that what he was trying to do?
I was under that impression, right? He wasn't ruled out till literally right now, about an hour or so before the game. So it's not like if you knew he wasn't going to play anyway, you would have ruled him out a lot earlier than 8:42 Eastern. So it seems like he was trying to make an attempt.
855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Who's to say that Rudy Gobert couldn't just pop up at the fourth quarter? Like, that would be iconic. Like, this is the type of story that Rudy Gobert needs. Rudy Gobert, for the most part, is not respected by a lot of his peers. I mean, guys, another former Defensive Player of the Year and Draymond Green has talked about Rudy Gobert over the years having to be subbed out of games. A lot of people call him the soft Frenchman and, he can block shots. But when you get him on a pick and roll, he doesn't do anything. They got to move him from the – he doesn't get the respect. Rudy Gobert has acknowledged this. I mean, for a guy, and maybe it doesn't matter, he can go ahead and kind of push his way up into space. He can have an epic arrival. He could. Roll out there into the fourth quarter, block a shot. Hickey, he could leave as an icon. He could.
The reverse of, now I'm blanking.
Who? Willis Reed?
Thank you. Holy cow. He's the Knicks great, where he comes in early, out, plays what? Two possessions and then leaves? It's the opposite. He comes in late, 1 minute left in the game. Oh, my God. Is that someone in the tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Rudy Gobert. Blocks Jokic for, like, the game-winning block.
Oh, my God. That would be iconic. That's the type of thing that can help you take a ride. That you can't make that stuff up. Like, you hear about that in a documentary, like 40 years from Rudy Gobert, ridiculed the Frenchman, regardless, despite being an amazing coach, amazing player, not respected by his peers. Minnesota Timberwolves, his wife, girlfriend has a baby, and he takes a flight back. The flight is late. He can't play until the fourth. He has the game-winning block. Like, you can't make that stuff up. And I don't know the circumstances, but I'm here for a good story.
He's got a lot of flack, right? This one game could take away all that. Years worth of making
fun of him.
This opportunity.
I don't think people are going to destroy him over this, but they could if they wanted to, right? They could.
How do you think his teammates respond to that?
Hickey, I got to be honest. They're not going to say nothing publicly. See, I think guys would be split on this. I really do. You're going to have folks who, I think everybody understands. But in the back of your head, at least in mine, I go, okay, the baby is here. She had the baby. You were there for the birth. You're helping. You're supporting. Man, they got enough money. Hickey, he can show up to the game and go right the hell back home.
That's also it. True. I think they have a few days off. I believe 2 days off in between games 2 and 3.
Hickey, he can literally just go back. They got enough money. Just play the game and go back. And I get it. Everybody's partner, spouse relationship is different. We don't know if the pregnancy was. We don't know details, right? It could have been a tough pregnancy. We don't know anything. We don't. And so that's the difficult part. But the Timberwolves, they do. And if everything was swimming and everything was cool, then I think you're going to have some guys who just go. And they won't say it publicly because it does them no good. They're going to be like, oh, man, he could have came and helped us. He did it. 855-212-4227. Tom is calling from Harrisburg. You are on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Tom?
JR, there was a big claim made on Friday night. I just wanted to get your opinion. Your former producer, Mr. What the hell did you just say to me? David Shepard claims he can be a great coach of the LA Lakers.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
You gotta have the credentials to go out there and do it first, right? I mean, we know LeBron James coaches the team. So, I mean, if we're living in fantasy land and he's the coach, then, yeah, he could be the coach. I could be the coach. You could be the coach. But we live in reality.
All right. I just thought maybe you can give him a recommendation to Rob Pelinka if you think he's the right man.
No, I like my credibility where it is, Tom.
All right, JR, okay. Have a good one.
Well, thank you so much for calling from Harrisburg. No doubt about it. Hickey, do we need to have a conversation with Shep?
Yeah, I know he said a lot of crazy things when he was your producer. I have a tough time kind of ranking where that one is right now, thinking he can coach the Lakers. I mean, that claim is definitely less crazy than thinking you could beat up Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I was going to get into it. Well, we're going to find out soon enough. Well, here's the... Right, beating up Mike Tyson.
I mean, Paul at least is training and has boxed and has some sort of resume.
Right.
Well, Shep is going in there dry.
Jake Paul is also... Have you seen how much weight he's put on? He's put on weight to get hit by Mike Tyson. He's put on weight.
I mean, he was pretty ripped before. I've not seen him recently for this specific fight, but he's pretty big.
Yeah, he's put on additional pounds to take the punches.
So you're saying like 180 pound soaking wet Shep would not be able to take Mike Tyson's punches pretty well?
I think if he hit him one time, it'd be cursed. Shep has always said, it's a matter of catching me, but.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think Jake Paul is, I don't think he's a track star. I'm sure that Shep has better endurance. Hey, look, Shep runs marathons, right? It's what he does. I'm sure his endurance is through the roof. He probably has, I would say I'd bet on him having more endurance than Jake Paul. I don't think Jake Paul is slow. I think it's different once you get in the ring, like to run around. He's going to tie a mic out. This might be the closest we get to... dare I say a comparison? Is that appropriate? Is this even a comparison? Mike Tyson fighting a quote-unquote normal guy, but he's not, he ain't no real pro. He's an entertainment boxer, right? I don't know.
You are definitely right. This is the closest comp we'll ever get. And if Mike Tyson knocks him out in like 2 minutes, let's just say maybe Shep's life was saved by him having to not follow through on that guarantee he made.
He's not next.
No, please no. For his life.
Okay. Hey, listen, when we get, how about this? When we know who the East, who's participating in the East Finals and the West Finals, let's talk to Shep and let's get his thoughts. He can coach the Lakers. I get what he meant. He didn't mean that he's going to coach the Lakers for real, but he meant anybody could do it. You'd have to be an idiot to screw up the job. And I don't think you'd have to be an idiot. You just got to wash LeBron's laundry. You got to fold it. You got to pick up his dry cleaning. I don't know. I was going to say, do you have to make his bed on the road? I don't know. You gotta be LeBron's best friend. And maybe Darvin Ham, as a former NBA player, didn't want to. It's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I mean, he had former coaches. I mean, somebody he won a championship with is no longer there. Frank Vogel is not there. He's coaching the Suns, and now they talk about getting rid of him potentially. The Lakers is a volatile job. Damned if you do, just damned if you don't. And speaking of damned if you do and damned if you don't, let me just get this out the way. Let's talk about this guy that nobody likes. Rob Manfred had the nerve to open up his mouth and tell everybody at a conference today, the Associated Press, about how publicly financed stadiums, all these teams and all these owners who want stadiums and they want you to pay for it out of your pocket and your tax money. Rob Manfred said that this is public funds have been seen as a justified part of the quality of life and entertainment opportunities available to residents in their particular cities. This is the same Rob Manfred who's a master politician at this point in time. I mean, Hickey, this is the part about sports I hate. The politicians go for it because they think that they get money, and sometimes they do, and they get perks as a part of the deals. But this is robbery always for the fans, because I don't think the fans, it's like everything else in politics. The fans don't pay close enough attention. They might think about their allegiance to the team. Like, for instance, Rob Manfred last year said the Brewers need to get public money. Otherwise, the Brewers are going to leave Milwaukee forever. And then the city caved earlier this year. Listen to what Rob Manfred said last year. Listen to this.
Patrick, the commissioner here making it clear just moments ago that some type of state funding will be needed in the long term to help pay for repairs and renovations here at American Family Field. The commissioner at this hour not ruling out the possibility in the long term that the team could leave Milwaukee if that doesn't happen.
There's been a great relationship between ownership here and the governmental bodies, and I'm confident that the governmental bodies will come up with a plan to fund what's just an existing obligation under the lease.
And if they don't?
It's an obligation, and I just don't believe that's going to happen. I really believe that everyone understands that there's a funding obligation that needs to be met, that this ballpark is a community asset, and they're not going to let that great community asset fall into decay because the fans love this place.
Oh, my God. And the Brewers fell for it. The city of Milwaukee, the county, they're contributing $500 million to help fix Miller Park and renovate it for the next almost 30 years. The Brewers are putting in $100 million. Let me say that again. The Brewers are putting in $100 million. The city, the county, the taxpayers are putting in $500 million. And there have been so many studies, not just domestically with the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA or what have you. There have been studies all over the world.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, people like Layla Ali, right? People like Layla. People really like her dad. God rest his soul. In a few seconds, we're going to talk about a guy that nobody likes. His name is Rob Manfred. He's the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Yeah, here's something that you should really forget. You should love this. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, love O'Reilly Auto Parts. Heck yeah, I love the song too. You know the song, right? O'Reilly.
I thought you were going to finish it. Auto Parts.
Well, I left it for you to finish. I left it for you.
We crushed that.
Yeah, we did.
They want a new jingle. We got you.
We got you. Now we're going to ask them for more money. Hickey, that was the point.
Absolutely.
We're going to get them now.
Price just went up.
Oh, speaking of the price went up. Oh, no, Justin. Rudy Gobert ruled out of game two against the Nuggets. This is his first playoff game that he's going to miss since 2017 with the Jazz. Oh, my God. Hickey, man, what? Come on. I thought they had the plane ready.
Wow.
He couldn't show up in the third quarter. They couldn't pull him off the bench.
Played so well in game one, too. It was a big-time difference maker.
Oh, my God.
This series is going back 1-1. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know what Jokic is doing? He put his phone down from... I was going to say he's betting on his horses back home, and he just... He's like, oh, man, I got some good eating tonight. I'm gonna go to work.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I am shocked.
What happened? The plane couldn't get... We don't know. I guess we're going to have to find out over the next couple of hours, but damn, maybe we'll find out sooner than that. Because didn't we get word that he was trying to get back to Denver? Wasn't that what he was trying to do?
I was under that impression, right? He wasn't ruled out till literally right now, about an hour or so before the game. So it's not like if you knew he wasn't going to play anyway, you would have ruled him out a lot earlier than 8:42 Eastern. So it seems like he was trying to make an attempt.
855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Who's to say that Rudy Gobert couldn't just pop up at the fourth quarter? Like, that would be iconic. Like, this is the type of story that Rudy Gobert needs. Rudy Gobert, for the most part, is not respected by a lot of his peers. I mean, guys, another former defensive player of the year and Draymond Green has talked about Rudy Gobert over the years having to be subbed out of games. A lot of people call him the soft Frenchman and, he can block shots. But when you get him on a pick and roll, he doesn't do anything. They got to move him from he doesn't get the respect. Rudy Gobert has acknowledged this. I mean, for a guy, and maybe it doesn't matter, he can go ahead and kind of push his way up into space. He can have an epic arrival. He could. Roll out there into the fourth quarter, block a shot. Hickey, he could leave as an icon. He could.
The reverse of, oh, my God. Now I'm blanking.
Who? Willis Reed?
Thank you. Holy cow. He's the Knicks great, where he comes in early, out, plays what? Two possessions and then leaves? It's the opposite. He comes in late, 1 minute left in the game. Oh, my God. Is that someone in the tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Rudy Gobert. Blocks Jokic for like the game.
Oh, my God. That would be iconic. That's the type of thing that can help you take a ride. That you can't make that stuff up. Like, you hear about that in a documentary like 40 years from Rudy Gobert. Oh, ridiculed the Frenchman, regardless, despite being an amazing coach, amazing player, not a coach, amazing player, not respected by his peers. Minnesota Timberwolves, his wife, girlfriend has a baby and he takes a flight back. The flight is late. He can't play until the fourth. He has the game winning. Like, you can't make that stuff up. And I don't know the circumstances, but I'm here for a good story.
He's got a lot of flack, right? This one game could take away all that. Years worth of making
it could.
This opportunity.
I don't think people are going to destroy him over this, but they could if they wanted to, right? They could.
How do you think his teammates respond to that?
Hickey, I got to be honest. They're not going to say nothing publicly. See, I think guys would be split on this. I really do. You're going to have folks who, I think everybody understands. But in the back of your head, at least in mine, I go, okay, the baby is here. She had the baby. You were there for the birth. You're helping. You're supporting. Man, they got enough money. Hickey, he can show up to the game and go right the hell back home.
That's also true. I think they have a few days off. I think it's, 2 days off in between games two and three.
Hickey,
he
can literally just go back. They got enough money. Just play the game and go back. And I get it. Everybody's partner, spouse, relationship is different. We don't know if the pregnancy was, we don't know details, right? It could have been a tough pregnancy. We don't know anything. We don't. And so that's the difficult part. But the Timberwolves, they do. And if everything was swimming and everything was cool, you know, then I think you're going to have some guys who just go, and they won't say it publicly because it does them no good. They're going to be like, oh, man, he could have came and helped us. He did it. 855-212-4227. Tom is calling from Harrisburg. You are on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Tom?
JR, there was a big claim made on Friday night. I just wanted to get your opinion. Your former producer, Mr. What the hell did you just say to me? David Shepard claims he can be a great coach of the L.A. Lakers.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
You gotta have the credentials to go out there and do it first, right? I mean, we know LeBron James coaches the team. So, I mean, if we're living in fantasy land and he's the coach, then, yeah, he could be the coach. I could be the coach. You could be the coach. But we live in reality.
All right. I just thought maybe you can give him a recommendation to Rob Pelinka if you think he's the right man.
No, I like my credibility where it is, Tom.
All right, JR. Okay. Have a good one.
Well, thank you so much for calling from Harrisburg. No doubt about it. Hickey, do we need to have a conversation with Shep?
Yeah, I know he said a lot of crazy things when he was your producer. I have a tough time kind of ranking where that one is right now, thinking he can coach the Lakers. I mean, that claim is definitely less crazy than thinking you could beat up Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I was going to get into it. Well, Mike, well, we're going to find out soon enough. Well, here's the, well, right, beating up Mike Tyson.
I mean, Paul at least is training and has boxed and has some sort of resume.
Right.
Well, Shep is going in there dry.
Jake Paul is also, have you seen how much weight he's put on? He's put on weight to get hit by Mike Tyson. He's put on weight.
I mean, he was pretty ripped before. I've not seen him recently for this specific fight, but he's pretty big.
Yeah, he's put on additional pounds to take the punches.
So you're saying 180-pound soaking wet Shep would not be able to take Iron Mike Tyson's punches pretty well?
I think if he hit him one time, it'd be curtain. You know, Shep has always said, oh, it's a matter of catching me. But
yes.
I don't know. I don't think Jake Paul is, you know, I don't think he's a track star. I'm sure that Shep has better endurance. Hey, look, Shep runs marathons, right? It's what he does. I'm sure his endurance is through the roof. He probably has, I'd bet on him having more endurance than Jake Paul. I don't think Jake Paul is slow. I think it's different once you get in a ring, to run around. He's going to tie a mic out. This might be the closest we get to, dare I say, a comparison. Is that appropriate? Is this even a comparison? Mike Tyson fighting a quote-unquote normal guy, but he ain't no real pro. He's an entertainment boxer, right? I don't know.
You are definitely right. This is the closest comp we'll ever get. And if Mike Tyson knocks him out in 2 minutes, let's just say maybe Shep's life was saved by him having to not follow through on that guarantee he made.
He's not next.
No, please no. For his life.
Okay. Hey, listen, how about this? When we know who the East, who's participating in the East Finals and the West Finals, let's talk to Shep and let's get his thoughts. He can coach the Lakers. I get what he meant. He didn't mean that he's going to coach the Lakers for real, but he meant anybody could do it. You'd have to be an idiot to screw up the job. And I don't think you'd have to be an idiot. You just got to wash LeBron's laundry. You got to fold it. You got to pick up his dry cleaning. I don't know. I was going to say, do you have to make his bed on the road? I don't know. You got to be LeBron's best friend. And maybe Darvin Ham, as a former NBA player, didn't want to. It's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I mean, he had former coaches. I mean, somebody he won a championship with is no longer there. Frank Vogel is not there. He's coaching the Suns, and now they talk about getting rid of him potentially. And the Lakers is a volatile job. Damned if you do, just damned if you don't. And speaking of damned if you do and damned if you don't, let me just get this out the way. Let's talk about this guy that nobody likes. Rob Manfred had the nerve to open up his mouth and tell everybody at a conference today, the Associated Press, about how publicly financed stadiums, all these teams and all these owners who want stadiums and they want you to pay for it out of your pocket and your tax money. Rob Manfred said that this is public funds have been seen as a justified part of the quality of life and entertainment opportunities available to residents in their particular cities. This is the same Rob Manfred who's he's a master politician at this point in time. I mean, Hickey, this is the part about sports I hate. The politicians go for it because they think that they get money, and sometimes they do, and they get perks as a part of the deals. But this is robbery always for the fans, because I don't think the fans, it's like everything else in politics. The fans don't pay close enough attention. They might think about their allegiance to the team. Like, for instance, Rob Manfred last year said the Brewers need to get public money, otherwise the Brewers are going to leave Milwaukee forever. And then the city caved earlier this year. Listen to what Rob Manfred said last year. Listen to this.
Patrick, the commissioner here making it clear just moments ago that some type of state funding will be needed in the long term to help pay for repairs and renovations here at American Family Field. The commissioner at this hour not ruling out the possibility in the long term that the team could leave Milwaukee if that doesn't happen.
There's been a great relationship between ownership here and the governmental bodies, and I'm confident that the governmental bodies will come up with a plan to fund what's just an existing obligation under the lease.
And if they don't?
It's an obligation, and I just don't believe that's going to happen. I really believe that everyone understands that there's a funding obligation that needs to be met, that this ballpark is a community asset, and they're not going to let that great community asset fall into decay because the fans love this place.
Oh, my God. And the Brewers fell for it. The city of Milwaukee, the county, they're contributing $500 million to help fix Miller Park and renovate it for the next almost 30 years. The Brewers are putting in $100 million. Let me say that again. The Brewers are putting in $100 million. The city, the county, the taxpayers are putting in $500 million. And there have been so many studies, not just domestically with the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA or what have you. There have been studies all over the world that have talked about how stadiums go up and the money that goes in does not get shared locally. You know, the economy is not getting boosted in a way where $500 million in equals $500 million out to the community. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. There's been enough studies. Rob Manfred is a master manipulator. And they use fear. I mean, we got this out in Oakland where they don't even have everything set in place for the Athletics to move to Vegas. It's an embarrassment. Rob Manfred ain't nothing but a glorified politician. Nobody likes this guy with good reason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Rob Manfred gets booed for real everywhere he goes. Last night, Tom Brady, he got jeered, but it was all jokes. Or were they jokes? We'll talk about this. You actually hear some of the jokes on the other side, at least the clean ones we could play. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.